Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Michael Mayberry Show. Well, I haven't really decided if that's going to be the title or not, but it is for tonight's podcast. So it is currently, what time is it? It is currently 12:36 in the morning here in the dark night skies of Sharjah, United Arab Emirates. So, speaking of Sharjah and the title of this podcast, Sliding into Sharjah, a play on words, I want to tell you about how I ended up here. Now, let me give you a little backstory. I have been living in and out of, on and off the GCC, which are the Gulf countries. So that includes Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Oman, Qatar, Kuwait, Yemen, and the United Arab Emirates, where I live. I have been living here on and off since 2014, with my most recent outing of this area being in the United States back there for about a year and a half. Now, I recently moved back to the United Arab Emirates to Dubai in December of 2017 for personal reasons, which I can get into later if you want to know, blah, 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 X, Y, Z. I moved back. I came here, I had a job lined up, I was ready to go. The job didn't work out after a month and a half for whatever fucking bullshit reasons. It happens. Life happens, things happen for a reason. Anyways, I've been looking for a job for the last 3.5 months and I haven't found anything. So, as I was sitting at my friend Dimitri, who is a not yet, at least, fashion designer, Prêt-à Couture line called Avestave, A-V-A, S-T-A-V-E. It's very luxurious, very nicely made, handcrafted, artisan, the whole gig. Check him out. Avestave Instagram, avestave.com. Anyways, I was sitting at his house after we did a long day of fabric shopping where I got hissed at by a guy and we thought he was speaking parcel tongues to me. I was sitting there, I get a phone call. Someone calls me, "Hi Michael, we found your information on Bait," which is kind of like the Middle Eastern Indeed, or Monster Jobs, or whatever other United States job listings are. I have no idea. Anyways, she's like, "We found your information on Bait. Would you like to come in for an interview in Sharjah?" Keep in mind, I lived at the time in Barsha, Dubai, which is like southern Dubai, kind of like the south of the city. So it was about an hour away from Sharjah. I don't have a car at the time. I didn't have a car at the time, I didn't have anything, didn't have a job, barely had any money, barely had any food, barely had anything. So I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's do it. Because I was like, I need a fucking job. So, well, let me rephrase. I was doing freelance jobs throughout that time. I didn't have like an actual steady job, but it wasn't enough. I needed something substantial and steady and stable. A triple S. Parcel tongue. Anyways. So she's like, "Can you come in?" I was like, "Yeah." So I go in, I spend God knows how much money using the Middle Eastern version of Uber, which is called Kareem, which there is also Uber here. I go to the interview. I'm sitting there for an hour and a half waiting in this lobby. My interview was at 2:30. I didn't see anybody until 3:45. Is that an hour and a half? No. Hour and a half is 4. So whatever. Hour 15 minutes. You get my gig. Anyways, I'm sitting there. Finally, I get to see someone. I walk in, we have this interview about 30 minutes long. They ask me all the basics. Where are you from? What do you do? How are you going to help us? Blah, blah, blah. Then by the end of it, they're like, "Cool, we're going to send you an offer letter with X, Y, Z." I was like, yeah, let's do it. So I get the offer letter. I start the next day. I'm working. I'm living my life. Upon my contract, or excuse me, included in my contract is accommodations, meaning they provide accommodations for me. So a living situation. I was like, great, because my rent was about to come up for the place I was living at, didn't have it, couldn't pay it, didn't want to stay there and deal with that. I was like, "Can you provide accommodations for me now?" They were like, "We don't have it ready yet, but we can find you something temporary." I was like, great, let's do it, let's go. I was super excited, fucking had my job. I was like, yes, applying for my visa, getting it all together. Anyways, moving on. They provide me with this accommodation. First of all, no one knew anything about it the day that I was supposed to move in. The driver took me there, the company driver, because we have a company driver, took me there. walked into the building. Apparently, he knew something or didn't know anything. I have no idea. But the manager of the building was like, "We were expecting you tomorrow, but we'll get you something ready today." I was like, "Great." So I'm waiting for an hour and a half there as well. And finally, they take me to the accommodations area of this building. I walk in, it looks like a prison. Immediately, I thought I was in jail. I was like, girl, it's 2016 all over again. I'm just kidding, I've never been to jail. Actually, I have, long story, not really. Total confusion, total misunderstanding. It is what it is. And I haven't even been to, I'm just like reading myself. I'm just all of it. Red hand girl caught me. Anyways, I've lost my train of thought. Oh, back on it. So yes, they provide me with this accommodation. I go into the accommodation, look like a jail cell. I was not having it. Then we walk up to the staircase and I thought, okay, we're going upstairs. No girl, we were going into the door underneath the staircase like Harry Potter, bitch. Wingardium Leviosa my ass out this bitch at this point. I was done before I even started. So I go into this room. You walk into this room. You step down underneath the staircase. Go through this yellow ass door. There's an open area, broken floors, like exposed ceiling. Like there wasn't even a ceiling. Like you could see the fucking sky. Like it was, I was like, ooh, okay, girl. Can't keep anything out here because it might rain. There was two sinks. I don't know why there were two sinks. There was a bathroom that was like partitioned off, but there was a hole in the ceiling so the bitches upstairs with the window could look down into it and see all your gig. There was no shower, no tub, no nothing in there. There was only a sprayer to clean your booty. And I'm assuming they wanted me to take a shower with that, which I was not about to. There was a toilet though, so I guess that's one plus. Walk out of that little bathroom stall, look to your right, there's a table, not a table, like a built-in shelf into this. They're like, welcome to your kitchen. I was like, where's the fridge? Where's the stove? Where's the microwave? Where's the oven? This ain't a kitchen. This is literally a piece of plywood that you have nailed to the wall. Anyways, that was already flag whatever. Then they open this other yellow door into a room. I was like, oh, I get my own room. Like, yeah, whatever. Because I was living in a shared accommodation before, sharing a room with four Indians. Long story as well. I got a lot of long stories. Then I go into this room, there are no windows. The AC unit is broken. You cannot have a broken AC unit in the United Arab Emirates because it gets so hot out here, bitches be dying from heat stroke. No ma'am, no thank you, no turkey, no ham. She's Muslim, she don't eat ham. Digressing. I'm getting off track, gotta get back on track so I can make them racks. So I go into this room, there's no cupboard, no wardrobe, no boudoir, no table, no chair, no nothing. There's a bed and a medical mattress, and a smaller than twin size bed at that. I sit down, I'm like, I am literally in prison. I have literally got scammed. They have trapped me here. I don't know what to do. So I'm freaking out because I don't have text data. I don't have internet data. I don't have balance to make phone calls. There is no Wi-Fi. There is nothing. The closest store is a 15-minute walk away because it's in an industrial area of the fucking city. Meaning there are literally construction companies and their sites and shit all around. And that's it. So I walk 15 minutes. On my walk to the store, I trip over something. I fall. Some man helps me up. Some man helps me up. He's like, you okay? I'm like, yes, thank you so much. And he was like, great. Where you from? I was like, I'm American. He was like, oh, that's cute. Can I have your number? I was like, no. He said, okay. I walk away. As I'm walking away, I trip over something else and I fall again. I get up, I look back, he's laughing at me and pointing with his friends. I run away because I'm a scared little bitch at this point. I thought they were going to gang rape me. Couldn't do it. Get to the store, buy my fucking data credit so I can get internet package on my phone because ain't no Wi-Fi and no nothing. So, as I'm walking back, two separate men solicit me for sex. And keep in mind, I do not do that kind of thing. I do not partake, I do not facilitate, I do not solicitate, I get solicited, but I don't solicitate, none of that. So the first man comes up to me, he's like, hi, how are you? How was your day? Where are you from? What are you doing? Why do you live here? Blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, can I get your number? Do you want to come up to my room? I have drinks and then we can have some fun. I was like, no thanks. Then I walked away. I get closer to my building because it was a 15-minute walk from my building to the store. I get closer to my building. Another man comes up to me. Will you suck my beep? I was like, no. Walked away. Walked back to the room. I'm shook at this point. As I get to the room, I go to the bathroom. What do I see in the bathroom? A giant-ass ratatouille-looking bitch-ass French cooking over here stirring the lentil soup in the toilet rat. All right, this rat was bigger than my forearm, girl, and I am a big person. I am chunky, I am fat, I am chubby, I am a bear, I'm thick, I'm stocky, whatever you want to call it. Honey, it was huge. I was like, get your ratatouille ass out, I'm getting mine out, let's go. We can't have two rats up in this bitch. I'm not a rat, I don't snitch, that was just a joke. Moving on. I was shook. Go into the room, I'm having panic attacks, my anxiety's through the roof, I'm chain smoking, I get hungry. I was like, okay, let me go back to the store, get some food, eat, calm down. I go to the store, I come back, no one talks to me. But as I got to the building, there was a man in the parking lot on his phone talking in Urdu, because I'm assuming he was a Pakistani man, talking on his phone. He yells out, hi baby. I look back, I kept walking. He walks up behind me, he gets 3 feet behind me and says, hey. I was like, what? Bitch, what? What you want? What you need? I ain't selling. Bye. He was like, how are you? I said, I'm going home. He was like, oh, you live here? I was like, unfortunately. He was like, oh, okay, can I have your number? I was like, no. He's like, why? And I was like, because I don't give my number to strangers. He was like, well, let me get to know you. And I was like, no, I'm good, I'll pass. And he was like, fuck you. And I walked away. I went back into the room. I locked the door behind me. I went into the other room, my bedroom. Sat down on my bed, called my good friend, told my friend. My friend was like, girl, get out before they get in. Speaking of, not even 3 hours later, by 11:30 p.m., I'm sitting on my bed listening to my good music, drawing in my good sketchbook. Lo and behold, my door swings the fuck open and two men storm in, bust in like they are robbing a bank. I felt robbed of security, of safety, and serenity, girl. It was not cute. They look at me, they see me in the room. I'm assuming they didn't know that anyone was in there, but that's not the point. The point is, how the fuck did they get a key? That's what I want to know. So they see me, they turn around, they run away. I follow. I'm like, can I fucking help you? They don't say nothing to me, probably because they don't understand what I'm saying. Then they walk away. I was like, how the fuck did they get into this door? So I go in, I look at the door. Like, I was already in. So I go and look at the door. They had pushed my key out. Because when I locked the door, I put the key in the lock so that it couldn't be unlocked by another key, because I didn't know if anyone else had a key, in which I was right, because another bitch did have a key. But it doesn't matter, because they still got in. So they pushed my key out, they turned their key, bam, they're in. So at this point, I call my employer, I tell my employer the situation, the gig, what happened, what was good, what was bad, blah, blah, blah. I take a video, I send it. If you want to see the video, hit me up. I will definitely show you. It is not a cute living situation. It was labor worker accommodations, and I am not a labor worker. I do labor, I do work, but I am not a labor worker, okay? I go in labor, not really, because I'm not a woman. I'm a man, if you didn't know, just FYI. In two ways. I call my employer, tell her what's up. She's like, okay, we'll send a driver for you and put you in a hotel. I was like, great. So the driver comes, take me to a hotel. I've been here for 3 days, and now I'm waiting here at the hotel. I'm assuming I'm going to stay here until the accommodations is ready. The proper ones, not that bullshit that they tried to, like, throw me in. Until it's ready. And I'm just living my best life, my best truth. I'm happy I have a job. I feel blessed. I feel thankful. Despite all these ups and downs, I am in a secure place in my life and where I'm going. It's just, it's been wonderful, other than, you know, that. But life happens. You know, it's just not fun getting solicited. It's not fun. Ugh. just feeling unsafe in your situation and where you live. Like, where you live, you're supposed to feel the most safe. Your home is supposed to be your sanctuary, the place you can go to where you feel the most comfortable, the most yourself, the most secure. And that was not any of those things. And I'm glad that I'm out of that and I'm in a hotel now to where I can at least kind of relax and not feel so petrified of full of anxiety about, is someone gonna bust in while I'm sleeping, or is someone gonna steal my shit while I'm at work, you know? So it is what it is. At the end of the day, things happen, things move, things change, life changes. You just gotta roll with it or you get rolled on. And I'm the person who doesn't get rolled on, I roll up. Okay, all right. Anyways, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you want to listen to more, follow me on Instagram. I don't know why my Instagram has anything to do with this podcast, but you can follow me on my personal Instagram at MAIKEULL. That's Michael. MAIKEULL. And you can also follow my copywriting blog, The Copyright. TheCopyWrite. The copyright, as in write a letter, not right as in turn right, not copyright as in trademarked. Soon, that it will be. But The Copyright. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, leave them at the door because I am not answering. Thank you so much. Have a great night. If you enjoyed this podcast, let me know. If you didn't, let me know. And thank you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.